I live in the heart of San Francisco, and a farm just opened down my street. So of course I have to go check it out. I've never cared for the country. In fact, I've only lived in big cities. But I am French, and I love food. And the idea of super fresh vegetables really appeals to me. So I walk to the free farm at the corner of Goth and Eddy. But it's December and the farm has barely started. All I can see is guys in plaid flannel shirts and sneakers digging mud on a slanted empty lot. Then it starts raining. It's obvious I won't get my hands on local veggies anytime soon, but still, I go over and I ask these guys in their flannel shirts and their muddy sneakers a ton of questions. How many hours do you have to put in before you get anything you can eat? Is it a good workout? That's when one of them, Paige Chamberlain, dares me to fill a wheelbarrow and take it down the hill. So I take his warm yellow gloves and his shovel, and I start digging. Then something strange happens. As I plant the shovel into the ground over and over again, my body remembers something. I am flooded by a physical memory of my mother digging to plant for white tulip bulbs in our backyard. She was the one digging, but it's my knee that wants to lift up so I can press down on the shovel with my foot and dig deeper. There I am, outside in the rain, wearing a stranger's gloves, all in the name of good food, and remembering my mother in her stonewashed blue jeans. I can feel her body through my body. My knee comes up and I see hers come up. My foot pushes down and I see hers push down. Both of us making room for new, growing things. And that is when it hits me. All the talk, all the attention to food we experience these days. Eating better, eating organic, growing your own food. You name it. It's not just about food. When we talk about food today, we're talking about something else. When we talk about Obama's kitchen garden, the loss and recovery of cooking at home, of slow food, we're talking about our relationships to the environment, to our bodies, and more than anything, we're talking about our worldviews. This is especially true for those of us who live in cities, who mostly experience food in grocery stores and restaurants, through the machinery and networks of urban life. When we change how we relate to food, we change a lot of things. Food becomes a kind of medium for changing our lives. Hi, I'm Natasha Ruck. This is the Stanford Storytelling Project, and today we're going to explore how food has become this medium of change, especially for us city dwellers. We have four stories for you, all looking at the experiences of people working the land for food inside the city, and how these experiences have changed them in surprising ways. We will see how food becomes a vehicle, a medium for profound changes in our daily lives. We're calling our show Medium Food.